way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
My fellow Australians, I've got something to say. I'm the man for the job come election day. I'll hit Rudd for six, I've got all the tricks. I'm the Prime Minister in Aussie politics. I've been here since 96 and I'm doing swell. I take care of the young and the old as well. From the city to the surf to the RSL. What up, mud diggers?
Opposition in the House of Representatives. Represent!
Ah! Make way for me. I'm the RUDD. I'm the flyest mother rudder that you ever did see. I listen to your voices. You're making all them noises. You say I didn't like it, so I'm rolling back with choices.
Is it power you'll seize?
I'll crush Howard with ease. Now sit back, relax while I speak Chinese.
You do it, Jingji Fadan, Yoshima Kanfa.
Sure.
Mr. Rudd.
Call me Kevin, cause I rock you in 07. If we fizzle, take a snizzle, I'll be back in 011. A man I sent from heaven for the ALP. Howard, you're a coward, I'm the RUDD.
Oh, Mr. Rudd, you're a dud.
Ladies say that I'm a stud.
They were paid to say that, bud.
Well, you look like I'm a fuddle, Mr. Sheen.
That's mean, I work hard to keep floors clean.
This battle's just starting. I'm Ray Martin. Let's see who's got the policies to be the next Edmund Barton. I'm Ray Martin.
Of the battler from Benelong, the PM you depend upon, I'll keep your mortgage down.
And if you're marginal, he'll spend a bomb.
Oh, it isn't wrong to think I give a damn about the nation. I'm here to do a job.
Did I mention I speak Asian?
A one-trick wonder, Kevin Bloody Rudd. Your wife screwed all the workers, now your name and Canberra's mine.
I'm an old-school player, newest of the new. If Latham couldn't hack it, then I'll see the party through.
Oh, hell, I'll get this party started with a comeback that's cathartic.
It's been years, but it appears that Labour's winning. I'm Ray Martin.
I'm a contender. Always coming from the back, you're a pretender. Now it's time to pack. Get out of Kirribilli, it was cute but now it's silly. I'm about to set up shop with Garrett, Swan and Gilly.
Right, okay. Peter, you want to take over?
How it's gone, now I'm your fellow. Prepare for a regime that's quite mellow. I wear ties that are coloured yellow. That's cause I'm Peter Costello. Hello, hello, ay, ay, ay. I'm Peter Costello. Hello, hello, ay, ay, ay. Yeah, Peter. Surplus, tweedly da 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 da, yeah, my yellow ties.
Hello?
You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. This is the Anarchist Radio program on 4ZZZ. We're now called Subversion 1312, and the song you just heard is by a group called The Axis of Awesome, and it's from way, way back in 07 when Kevin Rudd was around. It seems like just yesterday, Kevin 07, but that's from back then, and someone from the Axis of Awesome did this video about how we should have Australia Day as May 8, mate. And a lot of people have apparently caught on to it. The video was satirical, but now people are talking about it seriously as something to change the date to. It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and I'm joined tonight. My name's Linda. I'm joined tonight by Vinita.
Hi.
And Vinita is an indigenous woman from Stradbroke Island.
Oh, that's my country.
Yeah.
I live in Brisbane.
Yeah, you live in West End.
Yeah, the groovy place.
Yeah.
As they say.
And Vanita's a friend of mine, and she'll be great to have here on the show tonight. She's a little bit shy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But
she'll get more confident as time goes on. We were just talking about the police, and we haven't done Bad Cop No Donut for a while, so we might get on to a bit of that. Here's a new song from Hugo the Poet. Hugo the Poet was actually one part of the Rap News, the Juice Media Rap News. He's a musician in his own right, and he's released a new album, and this is a song for it. It's from it. It is called Go Postal.
You understand why it's dumb to bang out for stupid reasons and to bang for a postcode that you don't own nothing. But you might not even own the house that your mum might never own the house. Like, and you're banging out for it, yeah?
Keep an eye on your map when you on road. Don't wanna end up trapped in the wrong postcode. We go postal, we go postal, whoa.
Territorial pistons on the walls of these cities. Pledge allegiance to the zip code, ordinance digits. Learning martial arts, the streets is my dojo. On road like hobos, my only home is the postcode. Cause I've rep my address, love my postcode. Four number code to show I'm loco. Follow the bro code, no homo. Sapiens in this location, we savage Neanderthals. We animals attacking with fangs and claws. Tooth and nails with antagonist streets and avenues. I carry the weight of the whole neighborhood on these clavicles. Toe to toe, the second you set in foot in the postcode, your arrival is suicidal. Well, YOLO, you only live outside the zone. Say walla walla, more like you always die alone. If you yada yada, say nada nada. If you ain't from this part of town, get a permanent address in the ground. Postcode murder.
Keep an eye on your map when you on road. Don't wanna end up trapped in the wrong postcode. We go postal, don't wanna chat, no. We no social, we go postal. If you on road and you end up trapped in the wrong postcode, we go postal, whoa.
I live for my postcode and die for my brothers. We didn't select this address, but we'll fight with another. Commit to a primary color and wear it day to day. Other colors get beaten, black and blue, no shades of gray. All gray in these alleyways, just concrete. Rocking bomb beats on streets, what's a treat? The only green we've seen is from ganja shotters. RIP tattoos and scars is a badge of honor. No social safety net, so we catching bodies. Trying to fuck up some commas while Valhalla calling. Witness me as I spray this chrome paint on my teeth. Vegans round your postcode, not wanting the beef. Your postcode is so nice, you're so social. My postcode is psycho, we go postal. My address is my castle, this wizard a rascal. We the postmen rock up at your home and deliver this parcel.
Keep an eye on your map when you on road. Don't wanna end up trapped in the wrong postcode. We go postal, don't wanna chat, no. We no social, we go postal. If you on road and you end up trapped in the wrong postcode, we go postal, we go postal,
whoa. We pledging allegiance to arbitrary divisions. Four digits give you reason for carrying weapons. When the postal system divided this hellhole, could they envision the postcodes will come with a death toll? We pledging allegiance to arbitrary divisions. Four digits give you reason for carrying weapons. When the postal system divided this hellhole, could they envision the postcodes would come with a death toll?
Yeah, it's dumb. I've been there, I've done that. Glad that I'm still here today to tell the tale in it.
That was a new song by Hugo the Poet, and that's from an album called Jail Bars. That was called Go Postal. Another artist from Melbourne is Izzy Brown. She's in Combat Wombat, activist, anarchist, hip-hop group. But she is also in a band called Combat Wombat. I think I just repeated myself.
You just did. So did you press the button on your mouth and said, oh, repeat?
Repeat, yeah, something like that. So she's in Combat Wombat. Now I've said it three times. So as well as that, she is a community activist and she's involved in a lot of protests around Roxby Down, the Olympic Dam uranium mine, and refugee issues. And as part of what she does in as for refugee issues was that she did this project called the United Struggle Project. And last time we talked to Izzy, which was obviously it was last year, probably quite a long time ago, she was telling us about how she had this great plan to do a musical version of the United Struggle Project. And the United Struggle Project was going around to various places in the world and getting music, helping displaced people to make music. So that was a huge project, but also this one as well.
It was definitely ambitious and somehow it came together, beyond expectations. It turned out to be about 40 participants and people from West Papua, from Iran, from Indigenous nations here in Australia, First Nations crew. It was an all-star cast and it was in the underground car park underneath the commission flats in Collingwood. And, we had a great, great turnout and, an incredible show. A lot of kind of spontaneous and revolutionary energy happening down there.
The actual United Struggle Project was also pretty ambitious. It was a great idea. Can you just explain what that was about?
Yeah, so many years ago, after numerous world travelling adventures, I was inspired to go back to some of the countries and places I've been to and to a few that I hadn't and record and collaborate with artists in refugee camps and prisons and slums and Iraq remote communities all over the world to make music and music video clips and little docos and stuff. And I put a call out for producers from all over the world to donate me beats for me to take to those parts of the world. So, it was quite a big and epic adventure. Me and my little son, I think he was 6 or 7 at the time, cruised all over the world and recorded heaps of amazing music with really talented people in these often hard to get to places where people don't have any access to recording equipment and that kind of stuff. So I guess meeting all those characters inspired this musical, and ideally I would have loved to get gotten those people that I met on those journeys over here, but unfortunately our evil immigration department not so helpful in my efforts to bring people over, it's foiled. But I discovered just around the Collingwood Flats there is a really diverse community full of really talented people that we can incorporate into this big story of everything. So keeping it local.
So the United Struggle Project culminated into a CD or download tracks from the internet, digital, and also a video.
Yeah, so there's a DVD, there's a 2 CD and a DVD, like 3-part kind of compilation. There's still a few lurking around, not many. But stuff from all over, and like some joint tracks where there's people from, Uganda, rapping with someone from Palestine, rapping with someone from, here, and that kind of stuff. So it's a very collaborative thing.
I played the track. I interviewed someone from a refugee who was from Iran, a Kurdish guy, anarchist. And when I interviewed him, I used the track that had the Kurd in Calais. And the guy was like, wow, where was that? Where did you get that? So he's really excited. So it's definitely cool. Still a great thing to have out there.
Oh, great. Oh, that's fantastic. So, yeah, they're still getting played and yeah, still reaching people. Yeah, and so, hopefully breaking down some of those walls of racism that people, you know, when they can see how talented and amazing some of these people are, you know, hopefully can open their eyes and break down some of that, you know, bigotry in this world.
So is there any plan to bring the musical to any other parts of Australia or the world?
There sure is. There sure is. I was just at a meeting just then about it, and crew are really charged to keep going and keep evolving and doing stuff and expanding on what we've got. We're talking about doing it for the Fringe Festival in Melbourne, and possibly doing a rural tour as well. So we'll see if we can pull everyone together for that. That will be in September this year. So, yeah, stay tuned. There's definitely more to come.
And we haven't had Combat Wombat up here, your band Combat Wombat, up here for the album launch yet, from the album last year.
I know. I've been talking it up, trying to get gigs, you know, putting it out there, but nothing has prevailed yet. But what is potentially on the cards, but no promises, because I've still got to rope in the rest of the band. But I've been talking to some of the War Mob up there in Brisbane when I was up there a couple of weeks ago, and talking about Stonewall Games. So potentially, if we can hustle it, we'll try and, yeah, get up there with Combat Wombat for the Stonewall Games protest in the Gold Coast. Haven't talked to the band about it yet, but I'm keen, and hopefully they are too. And even if it's just me, it's going to be good, because there's a whole lot of other crew coming down for it and up for it and from all over Australia. And we're going to make a big statement right there and camp on the beach, or next to the beach, as well as doing some big protests around that time. So, yeah, anyone in the Brisbane, Northern Rivers kind of hood, make sure you get down for that in April.
You're tuned to the 4ZZZ Aniki Show on 102.1 FM or streaming on 4ZZZFM.org.au.
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators, but not participants. Spectators, but not participants. Spectators, but not participants.
Yeah, man, me a tell them, say, them can't put me in a them system. No one can come and control me. Cause me know where me come from and me know where me going. Me got a clear vision, and I'm
there. No way, no way, no way. Me coming from the ghetto, still me never be the system. I will bow down nowhere, nowhere. Me got about the best, I know me living for the best. I will bow down nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. When me coming from the ghetto, still me never be the system. I will bow down nowhere, nowhere. Me got about the best, I know me living for the best. All right.
Around the round table goes villain and able, set sail on a path of destruction. Consumption dictates fates, incarcerates any anti-state activity. Why can't it be a quest for liberty to set us free? Instead, those at sea are binding with the pepper spray of propaganda coming at you like a vulture. Monoculture, I told you, they soldier, soldier. Cause life is cheap, the price of a heartbeat, dying in the streets.
All right. Everyone, every time. Some leaders that they want, that they be heavy like they piss up with the system from the bush. I said some wicked and surreal. If you not believe me, do not check out and see. Then want to keep the millions, if you wanna get the millions. But long time me tell them there's a good over evil and life over there to long God over the bush. I will bow down nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. When me coming from the ghetto, still me never be the system. I will bow down nowhere, nowhere. Me got about the rest, I know me living for the best. From the ghetto till me never make the system. I will bow down nowhere, nowhere. We talk about the rest, I know we're living for the best. Alright.
City crime, the gang crimes, lifeline shotten by the hard times. But the ghetto rhymes like bells chime under rusty tin. Hear the din of the prophets smokes weed in the can game. East streets cold, but bare feet. Looking for something to eat, but I taste something sweet in the people that I meet. Determination and skill, survival and will to wade through the floods filled. As politicians lie like mudslides to the street wires, age cries. But something other, glowing under, artistic, God of a truth, the rubble, double backflips, stumble to a voice so sweet to get you back on your feet through the rubbish to publish a voice. Publish a voice, publish a voice.
We have to think that you don't understand that we can never. Suicide is a run on the wisdom in the sun. Back in the rest is that my fist on this are rebel. When we speak that you turn them out and call me rebel. Pick up on the gutter, you to positively hustle. I play fresh and blaze and you rise up from the sun. To imitate the fashion that I make and go for devil. Get to you should rather come and know you are so evil.
Far-reaching Australia, there's a bush camp. As capitalism tightens its clamp outside their world, well the kids still dance. Brought enhanced by culture, Lennox dance. Wisdom in trance and a glance in the eyes of an elder seldom seen. Stronger, unbeaten by the welfare machine.
Let them know.
Just the fact that you're alive, the glint in your eyes, your grace and your love and your will to survive. Your smile, 40,000 years wide, not a victim to the system, but a insisting to be heard, still listening for justice, still breathing for hope, still thinking for love, still giving despite the poverty that we live in. Every baby being born with a rhythm.
And we don't go nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. When me coming from the ghetto, still me never be the system. I will bow down nowhere, nowhere. Me thought about the rest, I know me living for the best. I will bow down nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. When me coming from the ghetto, still me never be the system. I will bow down nowhere. It, yeah. But now them can't believe in the ghetto. You them overtaking and rising up positively. Yeah, watch out now.
On 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. It is almost 9:30. You're listening to Subversion 1312. And Vanita's here in the studio. She's always great for a laugh. Yeah. But I guess we're talking about a fairly serious subject now. Last week we started playing an interview that I did with Jasmina Brankovic from Western Australia, an anarchist and community organiser and anarcho-feminist. And last week we were talking about men's rights activists and the issues around that. I didn't play this part of the interview, which is... It sort of touches on this one woman. She's called Karen Strawn. She's very active. They call them... Oh, what do they call them? Oh, like, they call them... They've got some term for them, for the female... The female men's rights activists. And it seems like an oxymoron because the men's rights activists are really against women. I was reading this article. It's actually, it was in the Daily Telegraph of all places, but it was saying men's rights activists, a lot of it is hating feminism and hating women and hating all the rights that women have fought for and won. And it was even making a point of why don't men's activists fight for men's rights instead of sort of railing against women and feminism. And there must be something that they do that is that, but a lot of it seems to be hating women. There was one about there's only one men's shelter in America for men victims of domestic violence. That was in that movie, The Red Pill. And it said in this article, why don't men sacrifice their time and fight and organize for men's shelters? The only reason that there's women's shelters is because men beat them. But apart from that, the only reason that there's women's shelters is that women have fought for them. And there's places in Brisbane, such as Women's House. I went to the 40th anniversary last year. Were you there, Vinita?
Yeah, I was.
Women's House generally has been volunteer the whole time.
No, not that I know of. No, I think they have paid workers.
But
there.
But they started volunteer.
Yeah, I think it's
40 years ago.
Yeah,
they were fairly radical back then. So
they still are.
Yeah, yeah.
In their own way.
Yeah, even I think some of them are surprised that they get government grants or something, because they used to be these rat bags back in the day. Back in the day, yeah. So I'm gonna play this interview now, and next week I'm going to be interviewing Jasmina as well, and we're going to be talking about positive things. So we've identified these problems, men's rights activists and the way that they hate women because women have all these things, or they hate all the things women have. How can we as a society work towards a way where we can fight for things together? And one of the things is identifying what is oppressing, what is the thing that is oppressing them, and it's not women. A lot of it, I mean, in some cases, yeah, but a lot of it, it's not women that's oppressing them, it's more to do with society. So here we go. We're hearing about Karen Strawn.
Yeah, Karen Strawn is not only like just another woman in the circles of MRAs. She's actually in a leadership position, and quite a lot of them appear to be. And this is again focused in the US, of course. We don't really have anything that organized, but I've always been interested in that. Why is it that so many women tend to go really directly against their own interests in this case and support something that is actually this really toxic misogyny that characterizes the MRA movement? So I've been kind of interested in that, you know, as a bit of a phenomenon now. And I think a lot of it is actually really quite dishonest. And I think that that's the problem. You have to kind of go on and counter all the sorts of myths again, it seems to me, especially when it comes to, for some reason, the family court system seems to be the universal target, both in Australia, in the US, most likely in Europe. I'm not really familiar with the situation there, but it seems to be the universal target, the family court system. But it's also like a really semi-coherent type of bile. You know, everything's thrown into that, including, you know, male suicide and a total misrepresentation, a false one, of what the factual information actually says about the trends in family court.
That's right. I said to my friend, who I'll probably mention, that it's sort of basically representative of other people that have been sucked in by this, or men's rights activists. In the past, women automatically were given custody of children.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
in the past.
And now it's 50 all the time. And so how can it have got worse? How is the family court worse? If men I guess it's only one aspect of it, but it seems like a major aspect is being able to see your children. So it seems a way that the family court has really progressed.
I'm not really familiar with the history of the family court in Australia. Plus, here in Western Australia, we're the only state that has its own. And so I think a lot of cases go there, and it's all very different. But I do think that there were reforms that John Howard made to the family court, which then meant that for a lot of women it became much more difficult to substantiate and to actually be taken seriously when it came to abuse. But I think we all know personal cases where there's been, you know, abuse of some sort, and where there's been really bitter custody battles, and really the, you know, the prevailing power over who actually wins a particular case may have nothing to do with what's in the best interests of the child. So a lot of the power has went to the court to determine that. And you've got a cases where there's women coming out of relationships with a history of family violence who do actually end up sharing custody with the men who were the actual abusers in the first place. And I think that there's a lot of grey area, and no doubt there is a lot of problems with the family court system, but approaching them from the angle from which it's approached by the MRAs requires two things. It requires a complete and utter falsification of what's actually going on. And it requires, you know, a few case studies where people have been unfairly maybe treated on either end. And so then what you've got is something that becomes a complete picture of what the family court is supposed to be, and it's not really the case. The situation is much more complex. So this is what I mean, like, it is actually, like, each of these little areas is its own is its own complex area where fake news is basically the only way to actually make an impact, which is what they actually do.
The economic interests of the man seem to be a big thing. Like, the man was raped financially.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is what I've heard.
Raped financially. It's funny. Well, I think it's really interesting, yeah, how the analogy of rape is used here. And I think that this is what really distinguishes these kind of MRAs from what used to pass as conservative politics, even until perhaps the turn of this century, really. It's way out of any sort of, you know, what used to be known as the more kind of traditional-oriented family values sort of politics that even John Howard may have ran with. It's actually now become just really extremely on a kind of fascist side of things. Interesting.
That's the interview I did with Jasmina Brankovic last week, anarchist, feminist, or women's liberation. She said last week that she prefers the term women's liberation to feminism because feminism is so broad, and that's another one of the issues, is that men's rights activists, I think they kind of cherry-pick certain parts of feminism to hate. And, you know, I just say, well, I'm an anarchist, I'm an anarcho-feminist. I can't speak for other types of anarchism. So, I mean, of course, there's differences in a lot of areas of society, and you can't be blamed. You can't blame feminism for all types of feminism. I mean, was Margaret Thatcher a feminist? Tony Abbott's a feminist. Exactly. There we go. Case closed. Tony Abbott's a feminist. Yes. We're going to hear a song now from Soul. Last week we played a new song from Soul, two new songs from his new album, and we've got another one. It's called Life Is Ill.
One impossible, but don't stop me yet. Listen, I'm a vet of a quiet conflict that's been raging since things I've been counting minutes on a temple, on an occupied square. I was found, anti-diamonds in the rough. Look around, the wind is blowing by. You kicked me, I was down. How you like me now? Refuse to wield a guillotine. Even struggle cutting wings and ask me how I feel about the mice. Didn't ask to build a house, thus their population swells. Same as said about us all. Footers from the scale of an albatross. Of a promised afterlife, I only wish I could have another after this one ends. I've learned so much to say as long as fucking short. I wanna know what happens next. Will we destroy ourselves? Might not have to wait to find the answer. Don't blame me, I voted for a giant meteor. Just kidding. Sense of humor in what's environmental racism to a seagull in a spill. Life is ill, literally, it'll kill you if you swim downstream. Currents carry most of what we have to offer. Antidepressants in our urine, thing to kill bugs, make our veggies grow all bright. In America strong, breaking down the antibodies. And what is the future if it is an antibody? They say the world is overgrown. You better act somebody, get it? You gotta act somebody into the futurist. I say you ain't the future, just a new face of our old fear. Anti-preacher is still a preacher nonetheless. Go back to earth, they say, but the earth is all I see. Cities bloom like cactuses, like rocks, to remember when it came. Before we gave everything names, they say before it was all empty ground. But it's the other way around. It's the other way around. But you already know that shit.
Soul, and he's part of the Channel Zero Network, which we are part of with a whole lot of really, really, really great, great podcasts, Annika's podcasts from around the world. and that's from his new album, and I'll let you know the name of it soon. I've just forgotten it. It's left my head. I'm getting on, you know. I'm starting to feel like I'm old enough to start making excuses and actually not even need to make excuses. I'm old enough to just go, like, if I forget something, to just go, oh, why would I be expected to remember it? I'm 40 years old. Don't you?
Is that a requirement to the age factor?
That you have to forget things? Well, I guess not, but yeah. That's my excuse now. I feel a lot, more relaxed about life. So we're going to play the second half of the interview I did with Izzy Brown from Melbourne, and she's in this band called Combat Wombat. As we mentioned, they're a awesome, awesome anarchist activist hip hop group, and they released an album last year. It was, as we mentioned in the previous part of the interview, and they haven't made it to Australia yet. I'm sorry, to Brisbane yet to do an album launch, but hopefully they'll be doing that this year. They're very active on the streets. And also Izzy's involved with the issue of West Papua, where Indonesia is very... There we go. That's it. I'm 40 years old. I've lost it.
Little blank space there.
Indonesia is oppressive and draconian towards the West Papuan people. Could even mention genocide. So that's what we talked about. Izzy's great. I'm so happy to be able to talk to her, and she's always got something to talk about. Combat Wombat have been playing at a lot of kind of protests in Melbourne.
Yeah. That's kind of thing we love. So it was cool the other day to be asked by some people to play on Human Rights Day at a street blockade with a big sound system on Elizabeth Street in Melbourne. And kind of revitalising that vibe from back in the early 90s when we did things like Reclaim the Streets and some of those big street party, squat party kind of festivals. I think there's a whole new generation coming through, and they're just starting to discover what kind of fun that stuff is. And, hopefully get some of that going again.
Can you tell me about Invasion Day, what happened in Melbourne?
Yeah, well, Melbourne certainly came through the goods for Invasion Day this year. There's said to be 60,000 people on the streets of Melbourne for Invasion Day. So I think in this part of the world, Australia Day is officially dead and buried. The consensus is bum bum. It's out, and some of the local councils, Yarra Council, Darabin, and I think Babylon Councils have also all banned Australia Day. And it's now officially, I think, a day of grieving. For the genocide that's happened, and for the justice that's still yet to be sorted. So I think definitely in Melbourne there's been a big consciousness shift, and people are starting to wake up and take action. Yeah, on a mass scale, which is good, because people have been saying that was the biggest kind of protest since the 70s for Indigenous issues here in Melbourne. How's Brisbane?
One of our crew, Peter, he was going to come in and talk about it, but he had a dental emergency, so we're not going to have that. But it was huge, probably the biggest one that there has been, like 3,000 people. So
fantastic,
that's pretty good. And then at Musgrave Park as well, we had the music and food. And I guess that's also a precursor and building up to the Commonwealth Games as well.
But getting the word out there, the Commonwealth Games is on its way, and
mobilising crew to, you know, do something big at that.
Is there anything else going on you'd like to put out there?
In 2013, we did a freedom flotilla to West Papua, which was a whole lot of boats cruising across the ocean, and also we travelled by land to raise awareness about the Indonesian occupation that's happening in West Papua. And right now, there's children dying with no access to any kind of health facilities and stuff in West Papua under Indonesian rule. There's been massacres. There's people jailed for treason for just raising the West Papuan flag or for getting people to sign petitions against the Indonesian occupation. There's people are living under constant threat of death. Their land has been stolen and poisoned by big mining companies, and the forest illegally logged, and numerous other environmental and human rights atrocities are being committed right now. And there's a big West Papuan movement for independence from Indonesia. So we've been supporting that and working with the West Papuans for here in Australia. Another project we'll be working on this year is repairing the boats we use for the Freedom Flotilla, and trying to get a bit of boat action hopefully for next year. So yeah, putting that out there too for anyone that wants to get involved, people with skills in boat repairing and sailing and that kind of stuff, or just people that want to put in some hard yards to help get the boats back out of the water and then into the water again, get in touch, because another mission is on the card.
Okay, well, we look forward to hearing about that. Always looking forward to things that you've got going on, projects.
Lots of ideas, yeah.
Great.
Lots brewing.
That was an interview I did with Izzy Brown from Combat Wombat and many other things, including the United Struggle Project. And she did the United Struggle Project, but then did a musical, which was pretty exciting and pretty huge that she was doing that out of this project, which she did. It's time now for us to play some of the Serenity. This is called Trouble, and reminds me that Trouble from Submedia have got a new video out, so check it out on sub.media.
That's addicted to drugs, gonna do with their time and just pay homage to irrelevant shrines. Kids run amok, commit felonious crimes while master binds of abolishing mankind. Bad man manufacture the landmine. Fuck that, I kick back a plan line. Don't call me on the landline, it's a bad time. I got trouble on my mind while I struggle to find somebody to trust. Just a clandestine, I can't abandon mine, because this must be that family vibe. So collect call the calamity line, but never winch to me when it's anarchy time, cause I'll be hanging with mine when the agony blinds all forms and colours, all shapes and size.
Trouble on my soul.
Negative will inevitably kill
you. Break it down like rubble.
Trouble has got to go.
that. Words serve their purpose, the first to surface.
Entrepreneurs in the nervous surges.
Worthless, still births and worse. Still genetic short circuits and heuristic bursts. Brain bubbles cause troubles, got stuck in the dirt. It's about time you got what you fucking deserve.
Trouble.
Tonight we've been hearing from Electric Crush. The Electric Crush that was on the 15th of the 12th, so it's still up on our on demand play if you go to the Electric Crush web page on the 4ZZZ website. Electric Crush is on Friday nights from 8 till 10. Something very exciting coming up this weekend is the Dirty Lefty Festy. That sounds fun just from the name, the Dirty Lefty Festy, and it's going on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. I had no idea until today that it was a whole weekend thing, and it's raising money for the asylum seekers on Manus Island. And I do believe that the funds are for some legal processes which are going on. And it is just $20 to head along to that at the East Brisbane Bowls Club, which is on Lytton Road in East Brisbane, right across from where the spa used to be and right where this widening of Lytton Road is happening. Time for us to leave now. Thanks very much for coming in, Vanita.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a great time having you here. We're going to go out with the normal last song, which is Give the Anarchist a Cigarette by Chumbawamba. Tune in next week from 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
Albert! Woo! Bobby! Woo! For God's sake, burn it down!
Check out Subversion 1312 online, autonomousactionradio.com, facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Cause that's as close as he's ever gonna get.
100 yet. The times are changing, but he just forgets.
Aniki underscore show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.
I think that violence can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, anarchist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then, more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators, but not participants.
No matter how much legal action you put behind this, people are going to do what they want to do.
Spectators, but not participants.
It's time to talk.